It's business as usual at the ports of Seattle and Tacoma today, and that is big news. This weekend, the International Longshore and Warehouse Union and the Pacific Maritime Association reached a tentative deal on a new contract. They've been negotiating for 9 months. Work at ports up and down the West Coast began to slow down 4 months ago. Things reached a crisis stage over the last 4 weeks. Crops were rotting in shipping containers, and some retailers had to fly in clothing to stock their stores. Now that a tentative deal has been reached, we want to take a step back to think about the long-term impact of that long slowdown. Kevin Clowden is an economist and managing director of the California Center at the Milken Institute, a nonprofit economic think tank. He joins us now. Hello.
Greetings.
Thanks for being with us. Kevin, when you look at the legacy of this very long slowdown, what do you see as a long-term economic impact?
The biggest impact it creates is that the shipping companies look at the slowdown. They look at the fact that the ports on the West Coast of the United States are not as efficient as their counterparts in Asia, and they have to think about where they're going to ship their goods and are there better, more cost-efficient alternatives. So the big issue is, has Seattle and Tacoma, have the other West Coast ports, all lost customers and lost long-term business, not just in terms of what they're getting now, but what they might have been getting in the future?
What's the answer to that question, yes or no?
It's a bit of yes. The main decline that actually has been happening going into Seattle and Tacoma over the last several months has been in imports over exports. Exports, obviously, there aren't many great alternatives for the region, so goods that are made and grown in the Pacific Northwest tend to go through Pacific Northwestern ports. There aren't too many alternatives. Mm-hmm. But goods that are coming in, especially if they're not destined for the immediate region, have other alternatives. One of the big places that's actually benefited tremendously from the disruptions has been the Canadian ports. They're actually doing very good business.
And so at this point, the companies that are sending their goods to West Coast ports and have found a new venue through the Canadian ports might continue with those ports?
Well, certainly, especially if they decide to sign long-term contracts, if they decide that they've set things up over the past several months, those goods might stay shifted. It could be permanently. It could be a matter of months. A lot of shipping contracts are set up months in advance. A lot of destinations are set up a very long time in advance. So if diversions have already happened, then it's going to take a while for Seattle and Tacoma to really recover.
I'm speaking with Kevin Clowden. He's an economist with California's Milken Institute, a nonprofit economic think tank. When it comes to the global market in general, trade in general, how important are ports in terms of keeping the Seattle-Tacoma region competitive?
They're very important, particularly when it comes to agriculture, when it comes to bulk goods, things that aren't just in time where people want to pay to ship something on an airplane. It's a big deal, not only in terms of getting goods out of the region, but also for getting goods in the region. I mean, there is a study that was done back over the 2013 year that talked about nearly $4.3 billion in economic activity through the ports. That's a huge amount of activity, and it has a big impact in terms of jobs, and it has a big impact in terms of people choosing to locate transport services, to move parts around. It can affect the tech sector. It can affect aerospace. It has a lot of different kinds of ripple effects.
What do the ports up here in the Northwest and all along the West Coast need to do to recover, if possible, from this long slowdown?
Well, the first thing they need to do is ensure that there is long-term stability in terms of not only the contracts, but in terms of any other kinds of disputes or disruptions. The last time there was a major slowdown was 2002. There was a lockout at that point. It's very good that there had been this period of about 12 years without anything major. But this was a very long slowdown, and companies have long memories. So what the ports need to do is that they need to ensure stability, and they need to figure out how they can utilize this new agreement to implement more efficiency measures, whether it means that the workers have more flexible hours, there's more late night operation, there's more implementation of advanced equipment for moving the cargo, better shipment between the sea and rail. There are a number of different mechanisms that can be put into place, but the West Coast ports need to show that they're invested in the future and that they're not just sitting pat, especially after coming across as very customer unfriendly.
Kevin Cloudon's an economist. He's managing director of the California Center at the Milken Institute, a nonprofit economic think tank. Thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure.